Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. You know, I like to talk about how a shark comes across, about his character traits, how does it feel being in the water with that animal, you know, the eye contact and all these things. And there's one species that I really like the most when it comes to these aspects. It's a blacktip shark. This one we also call the Yorkshire Terrier of the Sea. Why is that is? Yeah, well, I'll tell you in a few minutes. So the blacktip shark, I'm talking about Cacorhinus limbatus and not Cacorhinus melanopterus, which is the blacktip reef shark. They are completely different breed. It is astonishing that one species can be so different from other close related Cacorhinus species. And this is really most intriguing. If you have seen a blacktip, you know what I'm talking about, and you sure won't forget them anymore. If you've never seen one, you're in for a treat should one show up. Their curiosity is legendary, and so is their hardly existing inner circle. Even right from the get-go, when they first show up, you basically have them right in your face. Does this mean that blacktips expose themselves quicker than other species? I would say so, yes. So is there an advantage to do that from an evolutionary viewpoint? There is. Should there be an unfamiliar food source and they would make it available to them, they sure would get an advantage over another species just because they dare. And even for another individual of the same species, if one is not as competitive as the other one. So when it comes to food, there would be really an advantage. Here I'd like now to get into how similar or different members of this species can be throughout the locations I have seen them. I interacted with them in the Eastern Pacific, down in South Africa, Bahamas, the Red Sea, and all over the place. And some of them even look different. Still very much blacktip-like, but still a bit different. And it's really hard to pinpoint what it is. The coloration seems sometimes a little bit off. And anyway, so if you ever got blacktips on Google and compare them, you will see the difference, except, of course, if they are mislabeled, then you won't see it. But what's not so different among them is their attitude. Honestly, these buggers are just something, no matter where you see them. This character trait of being in our faces might be a bit much for some divers, but for me, it's just refreshing. I never came across another species with so much attitude as the blacktips. And this attitude really is something. I often joke when talking about them, what would happen if a tiger shark, bull shark, white shark, or longimanus would have that same attitude? Oh boy, believe me, that would be a different underwater world altogether. And then I could understand why so many people are afraid of sharks, but none of those species have this attitude. This raises the question, of course, why blacktips are so different. I'm not really sure. I ask myself that very question many times and never came beyond some guesswork. But if I would have to guess, I'd say that they come across to less food for all of them once in a while, and then they just have to battle it out. Of course, that could be an area of other circumstances that could trigger this kind of character trait. But the interesting is, I often see it that blacktip sharks appear and vanish in smaller groups of 3 to about 8 or 10 individuals. Could it be that they see an advantage of hanging out together during the day, but when it comes to food, they just go after each other? I think that would be a possibility. But there are also some signs that blacktips hunt in packs, which would then contradict that competition effect. This pack hunting has not really been examined in more detail. It's more an occasional observation. So this character trait may just be a healthy dosage to go after each other during competition. Or again, it may have another reason why they are right in our face, despite that they have no clue who or what we are. Whatever it is, hey, I love to have them around. But there is something else when you see these sharks, when they move in and they come very close, it's their stare. They seem to look right through you. So whenever one shows up, you will know when it looks at you. Their stare, compared to their other bold swim patterns, makes blacktips an incredible species to interact with. Unfortunately, not many people share my passion with this species. And I often ask why. You know, you have everything in there. It's a very active shark, comes very close, and they hardly take off once they are in your vicinity until the dive is over. But they're not really famous. They're not really well known. And why is that? Because, well, they're not really that big. So there's no cool story when one shows up. And the name Black Tip does not really have a ring either. But remember, I just called them the Yorkshire Terriers of the Sea during my intro. Seriously, if one has to compare shark species with dog breed, Black Tips would be Yorkshire Terriers. Smallish, with a huge heart and the attitude that comes with it. They don't seem to care what they are, that they are in the smaller size of the middle-sized sharks. They just don't care. They make up for it by attitude. So whenever one shows up, or several of them, you have to keep looking behind. And they are fast. Just a glimpse, the camera, dive computer, whatever, and the bugger is out of your field of vision. Anyway, you have to love them. It would be great if Black Tips would get a wider recognition as a very intriguing species to interact with. But before I finish, I want to mention something else. Just think about this. A few minutes ago, I mentioned that they can look a bit different from each other depending where you find them. I wonder, and I mentioned that before, I wonder what would happen if one would bring one black tip from Cocos down to South Africa. Would that shark be able to communicate with his quote-unquote relatives down there? Likewise, would the shark be able to feed on those food sources? Well, to both questions, I would say not possible. So the shark would not be able to talk to its relatives. Neither could he go after the fish that are abundant down there. Eventually, the shark would be able to catch some fish, but I think in the beginning, it would be not so fruitful. So anyway, there are a lot of questions that I would like to have an answer when it comes to black tip sharks. Until I have them, well, I just keep hanging out with them and have fun. That's it for today. Tune in for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.